Now, what is this, the bond?
Well, this started with me trying to work out whether or not competition is inherent in humans. And I began moving beyond physics, which everybody probably knows. I look into frontier physics. And I began asking the question, were we meant to be so competitive? Was it meant to be like this? And I began looking through biology, psychology, anthropology, sociology, and I found that that's not the story that science is telling us anymore. Between our subatomic particles, between our bodies and the environment, between everybody with whom we come in contact, in all of our societal structures, there's a bond, a connection so inherent that it's becoming impossible to say where one thing ends and another thing begins. So what I mean by the bond is there are no things, there are only relationships.
Lynn, when you were writing the intention experiment, did that finally get completed? Not the book, but the experiment itself? Or is it ongoing?
It's ongoing, George. I've run 22 experiments now.
Oh, my
and
God.
18 of them have shown positive, significant effects.
Give us some examples on some of the things you've been doing.
Well, we ran about 6 experiments looking at whether or not we could make food grow faster. And in all of these experiments, I ask my readers to come online, or I work with a live audience. And our target is always something in a laboratory, and it's an experiment run by a credible scientist. We've worked with the University of Arizona. We've worked with the University of St. Petersburg. We've worked with people and scientists with California, you know, your University of California, mm-hmm. all over, at credible scientists, physicists and biologists and psychologists. And what we do is we set up an experiment there. So in the case of our plants, we had experiments and controls. And we asked people to just come on our website and send an intention to a photograph of a set of seeds. And in 6 experiments around the world, we showed definitively that we could make seeds grow faster with our thoughts. I've run experiments with water, where we've tried to change water pH, we've tried to purify water. We've run a number of experiments with a number of scientists around the world. And most recently, last year, we ran our first live experiment at Lake Biwa in Japan with Dr. Masaru Emoto.
He's one of the best, isn't he?
He's fantastic. Well, he asked me to come because Lake Biwa is one of the most polluted lakes in Japan, or at least it was. Now I'm sure there's worse now with the problems they've had.
Oh, sure.
He wanted to see whether or not we could send intention to clean up Lake Biwa. So I worked with Dr. Konstantin Korotkov of St. Petersburg State University, noted physicist. And we took a sample of the water there, and we used some as control and some as the experiment. I had my audience from around the world, plus the audience that was right there of about 800, sending intention to the water. And we changed the water by a whole pH. We made it a lot purer. We changed molecular cluster structure of the water. Again, this was measured by Dr. Korotkov with very sensitive instrumentation. So we had an incredible effect. And we've even had a peace intention experiment where we had thousands of people sending intention to Sri Lanka. And again, we had a team of scientists, and we demonstrated a really incredible effect. Violence went down by about 75%, and the whole nature of the civil war then changed.
That's dramatic. I've been getting countless emails, Lynn, from people wanting to do mind experiments to make the radiation in Japan go away. Is that possible?
Well, you know, George, I've been doing it every week on my Facebook page and also in my home page. We've sent intention for 3 weeks now, and we can only see what happens. One of the things that I've found with intention is it works, but you have to just trust the process. For instance, with our peace intention experiment, We did this in 2008 when the war in Sri Lanka was going on. And for a whole week, we sent intention there to lower violence. Now, the week we were doing this, violence quadrupled. And I got pretty scared because I said, what's going on here?
It's going the wrong way. Yeah.
We're going the wrong way. But then all of a sudden, it plummeted. And after that, we noticed, and our scientists tracked this because they were looking at violence statistics for 2 years before and 6 months afterward. They found that there was a pivotal change during the week we sent intention. And the government, which had not been winning the war, suddenly turned around and began having the advantage. Within 3 months, they had recaptured the North, which had been held by the rebel forces. And within 6 months, the war was over.
That's dramatic.
So we have to ask ourselves, George, did we do this? You know, if you run one of these experiments, you only have a really interesting effect. You run a number of them, and you start looking at a pattern, and then you've got something to really talk about. But it certainly seems very compelling.
Well, and you've been doing this for so long. Are you at a point where you can say to all of us what it is, why it works?
Well, I tell you what, I have a lot of theories about this, George, that are, I think, are unusual in the sense that I've been studying the power of community now. Because I not only do these great big experiments, I also do experiments with small groups of people.
Okay.
Whenever I do a workshop, I divide the audience into groups of 8 to 12, and I ask people to send intention to other people in the group, you know, somebody with a health challenge. And we observe what happens. And then the next day we have people report on any kind of change. And what we found, and we've been doing this quite a lot now, is that the people being sent intention improve. And we've had dramatic improvements. We've had people, I had a woman who had an opacity in one eye. And the next day she reported, and she could barely see out of that eye. The next day she reported 80% improvement. We have people who were hobbling, you know, and had real problems with arthritis and walking and mobility. And by the next day they'd be skipping down the stairs. So this was remarkable to me because I never really, you know, I never championed intention as being this great healing thing. But I started looking at it, and what happens in the group is something else that's really interesting. The people sending intention also improve. For instance, recently I was in Kuwait running an intention experiment and running an intention group, and I had this same kind of thing. And one of the guys had intention sent to him who had a really bad hip problem. He got better. But so did somebody who was sending intention who also had a hip problem. So the sender improved too. Plus, when I asked the group about it, I asked, okay, what were you visualizing when you were sending intention? Over and over I hear the people in the group have the identical visions when they're sending intention to each other. And I found some science to support why this happens.
Okay.
There were some really interesting science of jazz musicians, and they found that when they start playing the same music, their brains start operating in tandem. Their brain waves go into sync, and I think that's what's going on. You know, people who fire together wire together.